Today, we get a home state perspective on U.S. Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris of California. Joining us to do that is Marisa Lagos. She is with KQED in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's politics correspondent there and co-host of the Political Breakdown podcast. Marisa, wonderful that you could join us.
Thanks for having me.
So we want the lowdown on Kamala Harris from her home state. First of all, how is her leadership thought of in California?
You know, she comes from a law enforcement background, so she's always been an executive. So in some ways, it's been really interesting for me as a reporter who's covered her for, about 15 years now, to see her in a legislative role, right, which is a much more sort of collaborative place. I think that as attorney general and before that district attorney of San Francisco, she was viewed as tough and smart. She definitely has always been seen as ambitious. And I think that, you know, she... I think there's a knock on her that she has been sort of overly cautious during her career, not wanting to make too many waves, maybe in certain areas, because she had ambitions above wherever she was. And I think that's true. You know, I think that she definitely chose not to weigh in to, say, big debates over policing and use of force, for example, when she was attorney general, when that was really sort of roiling the nation a couple of years ago. And, you know, but she's also been out there on stuff like the death penalty from the beginning. So I think overall, a bit of a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what you can about the team that she's surrounded herself with and what she's like to work with.
So I know that she's a very demanding and exacting boss, but she also has a pretty strong group of particularly women who have really been around her and supported her since she was district attorney. And so I think it, you know, I've definitely heard stories of folks who went and worked with her in Sacramento when she was attorney general and left not, you know, sort of too happy with her management style. But I've always had to sort of contrast that with the people that have really stuck with her. And I would say that's a kind of a larger group. Again, you know, I think that she, in a lot of ways, has her, you know, story has been colored by the fact that she is half Indian American, half African American. She's a woman, you know, a woman of color in law enforcement. That was not an easy road, I would say. And so I think that that has been, for me, sort of something that I've watched all along as she's tried to navigate, you know, the civil rights folks who kind of she grew up with, who her parents were part of that community, mm-hmm. With the fact that she was working with and around police officers. And, you know, those two groups often have very different opinions on policy and the way things should go.
You've mentioned, referred to a number of criticisms of her leadership. How does she handle criticism when it's happened in the past as the attorney general, as the district attorney of San Francisco?
You can, as a reporter, if you can get her, she's pretty forthcoming. She's a very confident woman. She actually has a really good sense of humor. I think sometimes she has been sort of protected from some of those questions, which is an easier thing to do, once again, when you're an executive compared to a senator who's walking the halls of Congress or campaigning around the nation. So, you know, I think that in at times she has sort of... stepped away a little bit from the spotlight when there's been criticisms, but, you know, one of the big stories that I think has sort of colored her career was in right after she was elected in 2004 when a police officer was killed by a man who was an accused gang member. And she very quickly decided that she was not going to seek the death penalty because she had run on an anti-death penalty platform. She got a lot of blowback for that. And I think in a way, though, you know, you could argue that that was really an important moment for her in terms of sticking to her morals. You can't run for a position like that and make a promise to voters and then turn around and sort of change your mind on day one. So that did sort of create a chasm between her and law enforcement for several years, but I think it also showed that, you know, she has some convictions and will stick to them even if it's unpopular.
Mm-hmm. How is she thought of, generally speaking, among Democrats and independents in California? Is there a divide there?
That's an interesting question. I mean, she's very well-liked, I would say, among the Democratic base. She's a great talkers. I'm sure you guys have seen in Iowa. She has a good sense of humor. I think independent voters here are a hard group to nail down because there's so many of them. They're more than a quarter of our registered voters now. But I would say that in general, I think that she is definitely not like a firebrand. I think that somebody like Gavin Newsom, our governor, kind of angered more people early on in his career to a certain extent. And so I've always found that voters who come in contact with her and look at her seem to like her. I think the people who have the most sort of negative visceral reaction tend to be more Republicans and people that maybe are kind of hearing about her in the ether rather than actually experiencing her in person.
Mm-hmm. She has all this national exposure. She's been in Iowa several times, Marissa, and you've covered her for many years. Is there anything when you see her in this national spotlight that is new to you, or is she the same Kamala Harris that you know and have covered for years in California?
You know, it's funny. I would expect the opposite, but I actually feel like she's a little looser than she used to be. I think that, you know, she is now in a place where she's a little more confident in her role in the Democratic Party and in politics. And so for me, it's been kind of fun to watch her give these speeches, talk to voters, and I think show some of her more personal side that I think she was a little bit more wary of showing, again, when she was running against, you know, a white Republican man for attorney general, or really trying to rebuild those relationships with the police. I think she's loosened up a little bit, and I think it's a good thing for her because, as I said, she can be a pretty fun person.
Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris has polled well nationally, also here in Iowa. I believe we see most polls putting her in the top five. Does that come as any sort of surprise to Californians that she would have this resonance, at least at this stage in the caucus season here?
Not surprising when you look at her history and how well she's always done on the campaign trail, but I think it's always a little weird to see somebody you know running for president.
Right.
In that way, there's definitely a little bit of like, oh my gosh, we all know her, and she's actually on the national stage. But again, no, I think she's always been very driven and ambitious, and that, you know, we always knew that she had her sights set on, if not the highest office in California, the highest office in the United States.
Marissa Lagos of KQED in San Francisco, the Bay Area, politics correspondent, co-host of the Political Breakdown podcast. Marissa, thank you so much for this home state perspective of U.S. Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.